This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is going to sound like a weird way to begin a homily, but it's important to know for our text today. Throughout the scriptures, we see that wells, that's right, wells, holes dug in the ground where you draw water, wells are the place for dating, for meeting your spouse, finding the person you want to settle down and spend the rest of your life with. Wells, not bars, are where that took place in the ancient world. It's where you got to see people outside their home, to notice that cute girl from a distance so that you could go and talk to her father about marrying her. We see this first when Abraham sends his servant to Haran to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant meets that wife, Rebecca, at a well. Years later, at that same well, Jacob arrives and he meets his future wife, Rachel. And then later on, several hundred years later, in fact, Moses meets his wife at a different well in the land of Midian, Zipporah. Wells were the place where you gathered, where you talked, where you got to know each other, and where you found someone to marry. Now, why talk about all that? Well, our scripture reading for today sees Jesus sitting at a well. And we heard last week that while he's sitting at the well, he meets a woman, a Samaritan woman. This well is located in Samaria, after all. And Jesus has a conversation with this woman. We heard the first half last week where Jesus talked to her about living water from which you would drink and never thirst again. And now today in our scripture reading, Jesus continues that conversation by talking about marriage. Exactly what you would expect from someone sitting by a well. Jesus says this, "Go and get your husband and bring him right here." It's an abrupt answer that he receives. "I have no husband." Jesus, of course, already knew that. In fact, this woman had had five husbands before. And Jesus knows, and Jesus speaks this truth to her. It's a hard truth to hear. It's not how God designed marriage, to be temporary, or to just be shacking up for the night or even for a year or two. Marriage is for life. This woman had five husbands. In other words, she had broken God's law concerning marriage. And Jesus now confronts this woman on her sin directly. And after calling out her sin, he also speaks about God and his mercy and his forgiveness, all of which come through true worship. Worship that Jesus says is done in spirit and in truth. Worship, Jesus says, of the Messiah who is coming into the world, who, he says directly in our text, "I am he. I am the Savior." And it brings it all full circle. For you see, the Messiah was promised to be the husband of the church, the bridegroom of the church. This picture is carried out throughout all of Scripture. It's even preached about in the Old Testament. Isaiah says, "Your Maker, God, is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called." Isaiah calls God husband. Ezekiel teaches the same thing in his writing, teaching that Israel is the bride of God, a beautiful bride, but that she was unfaithful, that she had sold herself to others, that she had sinned, just like you and I sin. Ezekiel and Isaiah both teach this picture, but it's really Hosea, that little red prophet, that drives the picture home. Hosea is commanded by God to marry a bride, which our translations very kindly call a bride of harlotry. In not so kind language, a bride who is a prostitute. And Hosea is to have a family with this prostitute. And this picture of faithful husband and cheating wife, God says, is a picture of his people. The broken marriage of Hosea and his wife is a picture of our broken relationship with God. And at the culmination of the book of Hosea, chapter 13, God says this, pronouncing judgment on Samaria, declaring that her unfaithful women shall bear their guilt. And after he says that, God begs them to repent and return to their God, to repent of their sins, to do what is right. Do you see how all of this connects? Jesus, God, the true husband of the church, is sitting at a well, the dating place, with a cheating woman in the town of Samaria, as prophesied by Hosea. And he's begging this woman to repent of her sins and to believe in him. Friends in Christ, that's us. We sin. We've cheated on God. We've worshipped other things, whether it be wealth or power or even politics or our family or our possessions. We've cheated on God. In the same way that Jesus and Hosea and Ezekiel and all the prophets called God's people to repentance, so too does Jesus call you to repentance. He says, "Return to God." How's that done? Repentance. Hosea begs the unfaithful to repent. And that's what Jesus does to the woman at the well. And that's what he begs you as well, to repent of your sins. And then Jesus tells the woman about worship in spirit and truth and baptism as well. Worship and baptism. What does it mean to worship in spirit? It means to be where the Spirit is, the Holy Spirit. Where is the Holy Spirit? He is wherever God's word is preached and taught in its truth and purity. It's attached to that word, coming to your ear, calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying you in the faith. Worship in spirit and worship in truth. What is the truth? It's not just some moral, philosophical idea. The truth is Jesus, God in the flesh, who comes to save you from sin by bleeding and dying for you. Worship Jesus. Trust in Jesus. And he takes his word and attaches it to water to wash away your sins. Just like St. Paul writes, husbands should do for their wives in Ephesians 5. Cleansing us from all of our sins so that we appear before God without wrinkle or spot or any such thing. Clothed in the white robes of Christ's righteousness. Just as a bride today is clothed in white to meet her groom at the altar. Today's text is a marriage text, a dating text, but not in the way that we think of in our world. It's a text that shows Jesus, the true bridegroom, going after his bride, sinners, calling them to be with him. And he does that to you from a well that we call a font, where he washes your sins away, where he cleanses you and makes you his. Friends in Christ, you belong to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
That concludes today's sermon from Pastor Adam Moline. For more information about the Lutheran faith, check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. The title of this podcast, With Intrepid Heart, comes from the conclusion to the Book of Concord, where it is written, "This is our faith, doctrine, and confession, in which we also are willing, by God's grace, to appear with intrepid hearts before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of it." God's blessings on your day.